Starting off with an interesting dilemma here on the Minnesota Goodbye that has something to do with what we did on the radio today.
Okay.
So today is Thursday. We played a game this morning. We're going to call it Name That Tune. But I said, well, you know, there's a friend of mine who works down in West Palm Beach, Florida. His name is Kevin.
Yeah.
And Kevin's a great, talented guy. As a matter of fact, he used to listen to me when he was a kid, and that's what made him want to get on the radio. And he's way more talented than me now, Kevin Ralston. And he came up with something called a game called Name It Bitch or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's basically, it's like Name That Tune. So we said Name That Tune Bitch. Because we thought instead of Name That Tune, which is, you know, lame, and, you know, you'd hear that on the light rock station.
Yes.
So we call the game Name That Tune Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really comfortable with using the word bitch that often, but it is becoming more and more acceptable, as like guys can call each other a bitch. And,
well,
you know,
I think because it used to just be used in such a hateful, negative way, and now people are like, what's up, bitch? Like as a joke. You
well,
don't
right.
like overly use it in a aggressive way, but that is how it used to be used for sure.
Sure. But for example, I mean, we have one line on our HR bit where it's like, well, you are a bitch,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes,
but
yes.
But we know that we're not using it to be disrespectful. It's in fun. So this person writes in, and it's Guy, by the way, to give you a little perspective. Good morning. Love listening to your radio station. I do appreciate that. I listen to it every day, and I also have my child that listens to you also. But I notice that your station is getting more comfortable with using the word B star 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 star. So they didn't even want to say it.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed your station because that was something you didn't have to hear. Women are being disrespected with that word a lot, a word that I really don't care to be hearing. It's not cute or funny at all. It's very degrading title of a woman. Your station may use it for fun, ? I guess, but it's not funny or cute. I was listening to you today with your new game show where you have to name the song and call the other person a bitch. Just wondering why all of a sudden that has to be an okay word. I mean, you guys use it for fun, but men degrade women with that word 24/7. And even think it's cute to call themselves a female dog. If this is going to be one of your new segments on the show, please announce it so I can move on. Thank you. Okay, you know, I respect that. It is not a word that everybody is comfortable with. So we'll replace it with twat. So I think what we're going to do now is we're going to do Name That Tune Twat.
No.
What do you think? What are your thoughts? Don't get all serious on me. I'm making a joke over
no,
here.
No, I mean, I know you are. Every time we hear stuff like that, I think we do take it into consideration because the last thing we want people to do is turn off their radio.
Yeah.
I will say, I am surprised that that is the most offensive thing you've heard on our show. I mean, we say so many things on the show, I can't believe we don't get in trouble over. Just because I've never been allowed to say the stuff I say here in any other state I've worked in or radio station. I know that one can be more aggressive, maybe like, I don't know how old your kid is. But I will say at the end of the day, our show is not it's not made for kids. It's not.
That's true. Yeah, it's not made for kids.
It's made for adults.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also don't want people to not listen to our show. So I get it. And maybe it has been he has a point that we have said it a lot more lately.
Yep.
Because of the HR bit. So maybe we pull that one off there. I don't know.
I think that it is
we'll still use it.
Yeah, we will. But I don't disagree with him.
Yeah.
I don't like to overly use it because it is a shocking kind of word. But the idea that it's used to disrespect women, I don't necessarily, I think that's kind of 1984 thinking.
It used to be for sure.
It used to be, but you know, then, you know, the cliche is you listen to some hip hop lyrics and it's just the worst. I mean, I listen to the shit that Carson listens to and some of it is, it's just shit. It's just awful and it's offensive.
Yeah.
And it's every other word is the N word and the B word and the motherfucker word and all that. And I'm like, Carson, why do you relate to that? He's like, I like the beat. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I suppose so.
I liked the, I use the F word a lot, for instance, but I listened to a podcast the other day and I felt like the girl was saying the F word so often. It was almost
Can you
like,
say which podcast or
no,
would you rather not?
I'd okay. rather not.
Have I heard this podcast?
No.
Okay.
And, well, I assume you haven't. I don't know, I guess. But I was like, that person uses the F word too much and it's almost like they're trying to use it. And so, honestly, I'll be honest, it was someone who asked me to listen to their podcast and give them feedback. And that was one of the things I said. I didn't say it in that one. I was like, I'm going to wait and listen. If they say it again, do it again in the next episode, then I'm going to say, hey, of course you can cuss in your podcast, but sometimes it comes off as too much. So that's why, like, I get if he's saying it does sound like it's too much lately.
No, and I understand. So I'm not going to blow this comment off, and we might not do Name That Tune Bitch again.
Or at least change the name to something else.
Name That Tune Twat. Now, the reason I say twat is because I was watching Atypical on Netflix.
Yeah.
Where the kid has autism, and he's so charming and so funny, but a lot of it is unintentional because he's autistic. And it's, from what I could imagine, a quite accurate portrayal of an autistic 18-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says, I get words and phrases in my mind, and they repeat, 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 and I can't stop thinking about them. And the word that he heard was twat.
Ah.
So you might not remember this episode. So
yeah, it's been so long.
It's like, I think, the first episode. So he hears twat, and he, like, keeps thinking it over and over and over. His sister has a boyfriend come to the door, and the kid answers the door, and he says, twat, 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 twat. And it was funny because
funny,
he couldn't help saying it.
Right.
So that's why the word twat
comes
was
to
in
your
my
mind,
mind
a lot. Yeah. Now we're going to complain that you're saying twat too much. So great.
That's a foul word.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It is.
It's kind of a foul word. All right. So thank you, Vincent. Appreciate that one. Let's move on to this one. And I'm not supposed to say the name here. Don't say my name. I've meant to email for a while. I didn't mean to repeat an email you talked about on the show or the Minnesota Goodbye, but I'm building off the woman who emailed in about her salary at $80K, wanting to find someone similar. First of all, I don't think she's in the wrong and sounds like she's coming from the right place. She is cognizant that this could be controversial, so that to me sounds like she's thought it through rather than simply demanding that she finds a guy that makes a similar amount. Just to wrap it up, there was a woman who said, I make $80K. Is it wrong of me to, like, wonder if the guy that I'm dating or now seeing is on a similar financial footing?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to be able to afford the same things, have the same financial beliefs, etc.
Yeah.
Now to my point, and I'm going to summarize this one because basically it goes on a little longer than I need to read. But basically he's saying, I had a job that I wasn't getting paid enough for, so I got into a different career and it basically doubled my salary. So now I make $81,000. I'm 21 years old. 25 years
old.
25 years old.
Still, wow, great.
I then learned from my boss that the company I left could have afforded to pay me $75,000 a year, but didn't because it wasn't their policy. The only way to make that much would be if I was an outside hire that applied to the position I just left. It makes no sense. Anyway, my point is that it is time for a serious discussion about paying everyone a living wage, and that includes careers that don't require a degree. On top of that, cities need to start doing something about our out-of-control rent. Around Minneapolis, it's nearly impossible to find a decent studio apartment for under $900 a month.
Yep.
We are getting to such a dangerous place. I could go on, and happy to provide more info, but I don't want to make this email too much. Love the show, not saying his name.
Not his name. That's the issue at hand right now with people refusing to work because they're getting more money staying home because they're, and the argument that I keep seeing over and over again is because they don't get acceptable wages at the jobs they work at to be able to afford even just a decent apartment. And I get that. Like that, it's true. When we try to help my mom find an apartment, my mom can't afford a $1,200 a month apartment. I mean, she can't afford that. That's crazy. It's just, it's so much money. And then that's just the apartment. That's not the bills for the apartment or anything else.
I don't know where it is written in the Constitution that there should be, everybody should be paid a livable wage.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that sarcastically or trying to be a dick. I don't know where. And somebody did say the minimum wage law was put into effect so people could live on that wage. But right now, I think the problem is the economy is suffering because so many people can't go to Chipotle after 7 o'clock because people don't want to work because
mm-hmm.
they're getting a stimulus check or unemployment that pays them more than that. I don't know. I mean, just philosophically, that anybody is owed a livable wage. I think that might be the law, but philosophically, there are certain things in life that we think we are owed or that we are entitled to.
I think if they're working hard, that's where it comes in. If you're working hard, you're at a job, you're working 40 hours a week, like what, you know, whatever the standard is, then you should get a livable wage.
Okay. I don't necessarily agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't think that anybody should, just because you work and stand behind the counter at a Quick Trip, and that I respect, I'm not disrespecting people who stand behind the counter at
right.
Quick Trip. I don't know that standing behind the counter at Dairy Queen
but why
should guarantee you a livable wage.
Why? Because
I think those jobs are entry-level jobs that, you know, a high school kid goes and gets, not because they need to make a livable wage so they can afford a $1,200 a month apartment and all the things that go along with it. It's because they want to get a start in life. They want to get some experience. So that's my philosophy.
Yeah, but there are so many adults that do need to go work there. Like,
well,
maybe,
of course there are.
So then that adult should get a livable wage.
So in that line of thinking, you're saying that everybody, if they work, should get a livable wage.
Yeah,
why should the government guarantee anybody a livable wage?
I mean
it's the polite thing to do.
Well, if you want a productive society, you want a productive economy. If people aren't getting a livable wage, they're not going to work in these jobs, which is affecting you from getting your Chipotle. There has to be someone to work. And it's not going to be all those positions that are quote unquote entry level. There aren't enough teens to fill all those positions. You have to have adults working in those.
No, I think that's true. I just don't know that. I mean, there's a lot of small businesses. If my wife had to pay minimum wage for the people who come and work for her, I don't know what she pays them, but
yeah,
she's got a couple of kids that work for her. I think there's a lot of little startups that don't have $15 an hour to pay anybody to come in.
You're right.
And scoop ice cream.
But
they,
no one
they
feels bad for like McDonald's and Chipotle and stuff because, and I'm not saying that they deserve, I'm not saying that they have to go, I'm not saying everyone should make the same amount of money. I'm not for all the work they do. There are different types of work and different like companies make different amounts of money, but McDonald's isn't a mom and pop shop. So can they afford to pay people more than $8 an hour? Probably pretty easily.
Probably. I don't know what McDonald's. Now, you got to remember, McDonald's is successful because they make a lot of money. They make a lot of profit.
Yeah.
Therefore, they have the consistent product. Every mm-hmm. McDonald's you go into is consistent. It's always good. You know exactly a Big Mac in Kenosha is a Big Mac in Pueblo,
yeah,
Colorado. That's that because they make a lot of money. Well, I don't know that it's written anywhere that they should not be allowed to make that amount of money. They do pay what the minimum wage is. The government, you know, defined minimum wage. But let's say you open up a little jewelry store,
mm-hmm,
and you can't work it all the time.
Yeah.
So you have to pay somebody, you know, maybe you have three people that come in and you don't want to work on weekends. So you have to pay somebody $15 an hour to work. I don't know.
I think that's the risk you take being a business owner in general, because if you can't, I mean, who is going to want to work at your job? If I can go somewhere else and work for Amazon and make $20 an hour, then
right,
I won't go work for your jewelry store.
Then go work for Amazon.
Yeah.
That's the thing, because you're going to work your ass off at Amazon. But at the bead store, you're probably not going to work that hard. You know,
yeah,
you're going to be in air conditioning. You're going to be like, so I don't know. I think it's an ongoing debate. And I always try to see both sides of it rather than going, it should be this way. And I think that's part of one of our problems is people say it should be this way.
Mm-hmm.
You must think exactly like I think or you're evil. And that's not the way the world should be. That's not why our society works, is because we have different opinions.
Yeah.
And people only want to see their side. But I think one of the things that I will give myself credit for is I try to look at the other side, too. But it's not a perfect world.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes you might want to make it a perfect world, but the other people have to agree that they're going to meet you halfway, and a lot of people just don't. Okay, moving on to the next one. This is going to be the last one we have time for.
Okay.
Please don't use my name. You know what? I appreciate you saying that.
In the very beginning.
I've lived in Minnesota my whole life, but I just moved to the Twin Cities 4 years ago. I've been hooked on your show. My friend told me about the Minnesota goodbye a few years ago, and now I always listen to my way home from work.
Thank you.
I've been meaning to write for a while and finally decided to after listening to your episode a few days ago about introverts. I'm a very introverted person. I get uncomfortable in extremely social settings, and I hate having unwanted attention on me. I can be very outgoing around friends, so it can be frustrating when my introverted side comes out and people don't seem to get it. I would give anything to be super charismatic and outgoing. I dream about situations where I am, but when it comes to the actual situation, I literally can't be that person. I love how you pointed out that it's not a choice for most people. We can't help it. And I think I said that last week or whenever we talked about this, because I'm introverted too. I don't really have a choice. I can go out and try to be extroverted, but it's just really not me. I can keep it up for a while. I look at somebody who, like a politician, like the extroverts who are politicians, who are leaders and can go be a diplomat for another country and sit down with a foreign leader and they're comfortable. And it's like, no,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
I could not, could never do anything like
no.
that. You guys talked about how extroverts can take over a conversation without knowing it. And I can say firsthand that is so frustrating. As an introvert, it takes so much to pipe up during a conversation. Mm. And when it's brushed aside or talked over, it makes it even harder to want to. I don't think people realize the internal struggle that people have when it comes to situations like this. I think one of my problems as, you know, again, I'm social. I do my best socially, and I think I do fine.
You do a great job, yeah.
But what does suck is certain extroverts, when you tell them your funny story, they look at you like, are you done yet?
Yeah.
They literally do. And we had somebody in our neighborhood that was very extroverted, charming, charismatic. And he would tell his long-winded story,
mm-hmm.
And then afterward, you'd be like, well, I don't want to be the dummy in the party that doesn't have a story, so I would tell my story. And he would give me a look like, that's it? Are you done yet?
Here's a question. Did he feel like you were trying to one-up his story?
No, I'm okay. sure that okay. wasn't it. It was more like my story wasn't quite
funny as his...
up to his standards.
Okay, gotcha.
Or maybe his funny way of reacting was to look at me like, that's your story?
Because I've done
it
that
was
before.
So frustrating.
Yeah, okay, that's different. Because I'm like, I've done that before, honestly, where I look at the person because I was so exhausted with their constant, like, just because I shared a story doesn't mean you have to share one immediately after and try to be funnier than me. And so I got to the point with that person where I was like, I would kind of just look at them too, like, yep,
no,
hilarious.
This wasn't, no, don't get me wrong. It was just like in the course of an evening.
Oh, okay.
You know, everybody has a story to tell. And if you don't have a story to tell, then you're
yeah.
kind of seen as like, well, what the fuck? Why are you here? You know?
Yeah, gotcha.
You
yeah.
know, entertain us. I've yeah. done all the talking. Can you fucking carry your part of the conversation?
Yeah.
So I would tell a story and get this like, you know, like your dog when a dog hears a siren.
Oh,
like they
God.
Tilt their head to the side like, that's all you fucking got? I know the person you're talking about, though, too, because I've known... And they can be wonderful people. One
yeah.
of them used to work here at the radio station. And everybody loved her.
I don't know if that's the one. That's not
no,
who I'm
no,
talking
you don't
about.
Know her. You don't know her.
I was going to say, yeah.
She hasn't worked here for 20 years.
Okay.
And every time you would tell her a story, she would wait until you took a breath to tell you how that story reminded you of her.
Yeah.
And then you had to stop your story and then... To be polite, you had to be like, oh, really? Oh, yeah, really? No
uh-huh.
kidding. And the whole time you're going, fucking A, I was in the middle of a story and you weren't even listening except to figure out how you could make it about you.
Oh, yeah. My person that I love dearly is not just like, here's a story. It's like they're like a comedian. So it's like hilarious, like zany. It's not even that it's a long story.
I think
story.
I know who you're talking about.
You do.
I do, yeah.
And then it's I would always be like, okay. All right. I can't compete. Honestly, I don't want to. So I'm just going to see myself out.
Listen to my hilarious long story. That's so funny. All right. That is going to wrap it up for the Minnesota Goodbye. I'll bet you have comments on minimum wage. I'll bet you'd love to point out how I'm wrong. So you're welcome to do that. But if you agree with me, you can do that too. If you want to comment on being introverted or making money or whatever it is you want to talk about, I would love to get your opinion. It's a dialogue here on the Minnesota Goodbye. Send that to Ryan Show at KDWB.com.